Well, Gio Lopez, started quarterback for the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. Excited to have you here, and thank you for taking some time for us today.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Well, let's start with the obvious. Let's you take the interconference transfer from North Carolina to Wake Forest. And with the way that Wake performed last year and Jake Dickard and obviously the offensive system and your background with the coordinator, this feels like a really, really good fit for you. How has it started out in Winston-Salem for you, and what's your level of confidence headed into the campaign?
No, I'm super confident. It's something that I feel comfortable in. It's back to familiarity, kind of what you want to get to. Either way, I was going to have a new coordinator, so why not go somewhere that I was going to be able to be comfortable with someone that already knows my game, knows me on and off the field. So just super excited to be able to play for Coach Dicker and just, you know, super excited for the season with the team we have.
I was going to ask you, did you even have to move? Do you just stay in the same apartment and go? But I am curious, you know, you're having conversations about where you're going to go. What stood out about Wake Forest?
The obvious was you know, playing for Coach Ezell again. You know, I was able to put my best foot forward playing for him, and I just also love learning from him and playing for a guy every day like Coach Ezell. So that initially was the big factor for me. Then me and Coach Dicker kind of sealed the deal. Just the energy he brings, he's the same guy every day, very outgoing coach. I've never had someone like that outgoing, that much energy. So it was exciting to be able to play for him and, you know, see how he wants to build his team and the leadership that he instills in us. So I think just being able to play for him kind of sealed the deal for me. It was pretty quick.
Yeah, we just got the chance to visit with your superstar DN and Langston Hardy. Obviously, you guys have been going back and forth throughout the course of the offseason. Can you talk a little bit about that salty defense that you've got on your team? Because that was the calling card last year for this Demon Deacons group and a large part of why they won 9 games.
Absolutely. This is a really good defense, really good scheme. Coach Hazelton puts them in good situations, but I think we just have a really talented defense. I think there's a lot of guys that can make plays, even depth-wise. You get the twos or the threes in there, and you still feel like they're able to produce. It's one of those situations where it's not really a big drop-off. Of course, your ones are your great players, but I think our twos are still great players too. So I think the depth of the defense, when it comes to like depth and being able to play, plug and play, you don't feel nervous or worried about, oh, this guy's in. Like, there's none of that there. I think the team is just really, you know, really instilled in the right way defensively, and I think that we have really good players.
I'm curious because I know you're familiar with the system and the scheme. You already talked about that. Were there things last year that, I don't want to frustrate as a word, but things that you couldn't get to in your skill set that you want to activate this year or reactivate that you saw 2 years ago?
Of course, you know, I didn't perform how I wanted to last year. You know, I didn't get to the right situations that I would love to, you know, with the guys, and was frustrating for me was I wasn't able to, you know, get the guys around me the ball that I wanted to and, you know, have perform for the team, you know, in that aspect. Of course, I want to be able to perform for our team, play for the guys next to you. But, of course, you know, I don't want to say frustrated. I'm thankful for my time with Coach Kitchens and being able to play for him is a situation that a lot of people got to, you know, play for Coach Kitchens, the NFL head coach. So I'm thankful for my time there and, you know, situationally it didn't work out, but, you know, I'm excited for Wake Forest.
Let's talk a little bit about these running backs that are going to be sharing a backfield with you. It's a deep room. It's a different room after Damon Claiborne's departure from last season. But you bring in, obviously, the North Dakota transfer and Sawyer, KD Daniels coming over from Florida, and then Ty Clark in addition to some incoming freshmen that are coming in. Feels like a really deep room at running back, and that should help your offense and run game a lot.
Yeah, our running back room is deep. People aren't even talking about, you know, we got Deuce Lawrence, a little freshman scat back. He can roll. We got Kendall came in, a little freshman. He's a dog, too. So I think, like, even all the way down to walk-on running back Ryan Henley, like, they're all really good players. And I think it's a situation where they all know their offense, they're all really bought in. They want to do the right thing. It comes from the right place. They're supportive of each other. You know, it can get weird when you have that much talent in the room. So I think, you know, all of them have different skill sets, but they all play off of each other and enjoy being around each other and want to put their best foot forward. So I think our guys are, you know, building the offense. They know what they're doing, but they're great players, and I don't mind giving them the ball in one bit if they're going to go make a play like they've been doing during the spring.
We just talked to a guy in Langston who, along with his teammates, they kind of stayed together.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of portal. They decided to stay together for one reason or another. You come in from the outside. What has that been like? Because, you know, as an outsider, a group that's that tight, it might be a little bit harder to wedge in. So what's that integration been like for you as a guy who needs to lead a group that already was so tight when you got here?
I think one thing that was really awesome is they bought into me very fast. I'm grateful for the time, like how fast they bought into me. But I think for me it was showing up and being a leader from the front in a sense of, hey, I got it here in January. I'm not going to be a very vocal leader right away, but I'm showing up early. I'm doing all the right things. I'm giving effort. I'm not just gliding through the workout. I'm finishing the workout. I'm being the last guy out there, showing them that I want to be better. I want to get better. So I think just from the standpoint of how I worked, it was easy to gain respect from those guys. And then once you get to that standpoint of being able to show that I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing the right thing in the weight room, doing the right thing on the field training, then it's a lot easier for me to start being a vocal leader and have an opinion on the team because I showed my work and my mentality towards the team. So I think it was pretty easy for me.
Gio, as you head into the upcoming campaign, expectations are a little bit different this year at Wake Forest. A really slept-on team last year that kind of exploded, and now people have a lot of respect for Coach Dickert across this league, and you guys have a little bit more of a target on your back than you did a year ago. Can you speak to that and those expectations, and what some of the goals are internally for you guys this season?
Of course, you know, Coach talks about, you know, the expectations or like the social media being, you know, a rat poison. You know, you say all that, but I think, you know, we know what we have in our team. We're excited about our team. We're looking forward to the season and feel like we have a really explosive offense and a lockdown defense. So I think goal-wise, you know, you want to win the ACC. That's the plan. That's everyone's plan here. So what are we going to do differently? You know, that's our thing. So I think working every day, making sure we're working out with Coach Ben, our strength coach, who puts us in tough situations. We had a heck of a workout before we even came here. So I think we kept building on top of stuff. You know, we talked about the phrase built in the dark last year. I wasn't there for it, but that was the thing, built in the dark. So now it's lights out. So I think just staying in the dark is kind of our mentality and making sure we're not paying attention to the outside noise.
Oh, that's really good. I love that. Speaking of outside noise, I just want to – you played a game?
Video game?
NCAA football?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I've been telling everybody to just comment or asking everybody to just comment. 79 overall.
Yeah.
Feels a lot. See, it's disappointment. There's disappointment, dejection on there. What did they get right and what did they get wrong on College Football 27?
I think he could be a little faster based off of what I've seen.
That's what I'm saying. I honestly,
like 90, 91 speed seems like that would be a little more fair.
I was going to use him.
Even when I was going into UNC, I had 84 speed. So they've always slept on the speed. I think my big thing is throw power being 87. I'm a 90s guy.
Okay.
And then just overall stiff arm 7, that's low. I mean, I've thrown it out there.
You're
a couple
big stiff arm
times.
Guy.
Stiff arm guy.
You like
there.
A good stiff arm.
You know,
all right.
And then the deep ball.
Gio Lopez,
I mean,
and Jared Lorenzen.
Yeah, he's, I mean, he's a stiff arm guy. Guys. Yeah. I've seen the stiff arms going back to South Alabama. It's legitimate. It's in the bag.
It
might not be ideal to be in that situation, but it's in the bag if you need it to be in the bag. But.
How would you describe it? I mean, because there is some stuff, like, I feel like maybe last year the system you were in, you didn't get to show your dual threat ability as much. Like, do you consider yourself more of like a sit back and rock with it? Or do you when you talk about yourself and think about yourself, do you feel like you're dual threat?
I think it's a mentality. I think, like, for me, it really changed. Like, honestly, going through the year, I'm thankful. Like, yes, we had a down year, but I had to learn how to stay in the pocket. I was, you know, at South Alabama, Coach Izzo put me in the right situation, but as a young guy starting as a 19 redshirt freshman, I was kind of 1-2 the feet. So I think for staying at UNC, being 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4-5 and empty, just having to work through those things, I would say my answer's changed. I want to say I'm a passer, but, you know, I can get to my feet if I need to, but I'm going to stay in the pocket and get to deliver the ball to my athletes that are around the field.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about this as we start to wrap things up, Gio. You know, you mentioned last year, and obviously I don't think it went the way people hoped for North Carolina, but something that you included right there about going through your progressions and that maturity, how have you taken that and now reuniting with Coach Izzo on the offensive side of the football and progressed as a passer in addition to a runner?
Absolutely. I feel like Coach Izzo, you know, knew me, you know, that year that I was with him. He, you know, we threw the ball a good bit, but I think, like, this past spring he got to see me work through more stuff that I wasn't working through when I was younger, and I think he just kind of implemented more, you know, trust in me of being able to call these pass plays and being able for me to get to my check down or make the right read and having good ball security and making sure I'm not putting the ball in jeopardy. So I think just from that instance, he's you know, we were RPO heavy a lot at South, but I think it's more in the sense of the drop back game. He's a little more confident. I would say hopefully way more confident in me just being able to get to my progression and not being 1-2 defeat, something that was kind of a problem with me when I was younger.
Awesome. I'm good.
I'm good.
Gio, appreciate
you.
I'll let you run, man.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah, but great job and best of luck this season. We're all rooting for you.
Thank
Seriously.
You.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Gio Lopez, quarterback for the Wake Forest Demon Deacons.